Senator Fazio.
Good morning, John. Good to be with you.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And, you know, I kind of combed through the news before we chat, and one of the news items that I saw, the General Law Committee, I guess, considering advancing the elimination of licensing fees. Ultimately, what does this mean for Connecticut workers?
Well, I think it's good news. Maybe I'm biased because I wrote the bill and have introduced it for the past few years, but I think this is a very positive development for the average worker here in Connecticut. You know, 25-30% of workers in Connecticut require a license to work, you know, from tree trimmers to contractors to preschool teachers to physicians and so on. But when they renew their license every 1 or 2 years, they have to pay exorbitant fees to the state government just for the right to work. I don't think that's fair because they're already qualified to do so. They can be $500, $700 fees every year. So I introduced bills to cut those to a maximum of $100 per year and reduce the licensing fee to zero, under the premise that this will bring more workers to Connecticut, it'll improve our economy, reduce the cost of living, and create upward mobility.
And how has it passed? Where does it stand now?
It passed through committee, and so we're going to need to negotiate it into law, pass it through the House and Senate. I've talked to the governor about it. He's favorable to it. So it's just a matter of, you know, finding the little bit of money that it'll take in order to make it happen.
What is the price tag?
It should be about $20 million per year in a, you know, $20 billion budget. So my thought is, yes, you know, we're dealing with a tight balance in the budget, but it's a priority because it's fair and it'll bring economic growth.
You talk about economic growth. You talk about bringing jobs to your district, to the state of Connecticut. Where do we stand spring 2024? Are we where we should be?
That's a good question. I would say this. It's not nearly where it should be in Connecticut, but it's gotten a little bit better over the past 5 years. And one of the reasons it has is because of the bipartisan budget that passed in 2017 and imposed a bunch of borrowing controls, spending controls on the state government. That's exactly why we were able to pass a bipartisan tax cut last year after, you know, decades of major tax increases in Connecticut, because we actually controlled our spending. So as a consequence, we've seen economic growth in Connecticut, which for 10 years had been like the 47th, 46th best in the country, pretty darn bad. Now is probably up to 40th in the country. I still think if we did about 20 different things, and these are most of the bills I propose every year. So again, it's my opinion, but I think if we did 20 more things to reduce the burdens of government, reduce taxes, you know, support small businesses and workers, that we could see enormous amounts more of economic growth. But the good news is at least we're not going in the wrong direction. We're going a little bit towards the right direction.
So all 20 of those things seem pretty, you know, common sense. Where's the disconnect between, you know, those 20 things and what happens in Hartford?
I think change takes time. You know, I was able to pass four new laws last year with bipartisan support. You know, some of them aimed at improving, you know, healthcare access for women. Some of them aimed at increasing opportunities for workers. The legislative process is slow by design, you know, so it took a long time to get into this mess in this state, you know, decades. It's not going to be right away that we're able to get out of it, but, you know, I ran for office because I wanted to improve the economy for everybody. I wanted to make Connecticut more affordable for everybody, and so it's my top priority, and I think there's good people on both sides of the aisle who are open-minded, and, you know, it's the job of me and others to try to bring people together to those ends.
56 minutes after the hour, and we're speaking with State Senator Ryan Fazio. 36th Senatorial District here in Connecticut covers all of Greenwich and the northern end of Stamford. Forgive me, but have you announced, or are you running for re-election?
I am running for re-election. I'm very excited to do so. I was able to accomplish a lot in my second term, my first full term. I passed five new laws with bipartisan support, again, aimed at improving birth control access, reducing the cost of energy, and providing opportunity. And I love the job so much. I'm so honored to represent my home district. I I want nothing more than to be able to do it for two more years.
And, you know, listen, we're in touch with your constituency on a daily basis, and one of those issues that we talk an awful lot about is easing that burden for ratepayers of Eversource, United Illuminating. Why? My wife asked me, why is it so expensive in this state for utilities?
Well, that's a big question. It's one of my top priorities because I'm the ranking member, meaning the leading Republican, on the Energy Committee. I have a bill, a comprehensive bill, that would reduce energy costs by 10% in the short run and by more in the long run. How do we get here? I think actually a lot of the blame. Listen, we have utilities that I don't.
Oh no! Oh, there he is. Okay,
but you got me.
Yeah, so they've all the time to lose him. There we go. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was just going to tell you the secret to solving our utilities problems. But listen, I think the policies that the state government imposes actually have a lot to do with why it's so expensive here. Even the PURA commissioner, who's the head regulator in Connecticut, says that. So my legislation's been focused on fixing that. I passed a bipartisan bill that'll provide much better, stronger oversight for consumers against our utilities. But we also have enormously high costs, the state government bearing a lot of responsibility for it, and we need to fix that. If you Google, if you look up my YouTube page, Ryan Fazio, Senator Ryan Fazio on YouTube, I gave an hour talk to the Retired Men's Association in Greenwich about why our utility costs are so high and what we can do about it, because it's a complicated topic. So if you want to learn more, please go to my YouTube page and check out that speech.
See, I told my co-host that the RMA has the best speakers and the best topics.
Really, well, other than me, it has the best speakers. Yes, that's correct.
They had a ragtime. They had a guy doing ragtime piano this week. So eclectic.
They're awesome.
Mix.
They're unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Senator Fazio, thank you so much for your time. Get wherever you're going safely.
Thanks a lot, John.
All right, be well. WGCH News Center time is